Our reflection for the fifth Sunday after of Easter is from John, the 13th chapter, verses 31 through 35. As we introduce the lesson in the Sunday pericope, we read these words. Jesus speaks of his glorification in this text, his glorification on the cross. As Jesus loves even to death on the cross, so ought his disciples love one another. Indeed, love shall be the distinctive mark of Jesus' community. You've heard me speak of peace before, and now you hear me speak of it again. Those words hang on our wall. Words that say, there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. This picture of words says it so eloquently. Peace is an action word. It is a verb. Peace is not a state of inert being. Peace takes intent, will, and effort on our part. The same could be said for love. We could make a picture that says there is no way to love. Love is the way. Love doesn't just happen. One needs to get involved. Something precedes it. It might be a desire fulfilled, an action on one person's part or on another. An act like laying down your life for our country. Love compels one to act. God's love for us costs something. No greater love has a man, Jesus says, than to lay down his life for another. That's pretty expensive. It isn't sitting around in a rocking chair and feeling good all day. Jesus loves us and now makes ready to leave. We can feel the time of the ascension coming. These words are Jesus' words. Yet he makes ready for his leaving by giving a very, very important advice to those he leaves behind. He says, love one another. Now that's hard work in a small congregation or even in a small community, because we know everyone's shortcomings, and we often like to keep bringing those shortcomings up. But if we want it to work in our church and in our community, then love is the way it will work, the way it'll work for us. How did that song go that was quite familiar to us years ago? I think it was, "You will know they are Christians by their love."